Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to tell us what we can watch on our big screen. First of all, I'm Kat Cullen, and well, Susie's taken us out to the cinema this week.
G'day, Kat. I sure am. And what better movie to see than Wonka, which comes out this week. It hits our big screens, and it is a whimsical reimagining of Roald Dahl's classic tale. We will delve deep into the early life of Willy Wonka, played by Timothy Chalamet. So how did Wonka get his start, and where did those Oompa Loompas come from? Wonka goes from a misunderstood creative soul to the legendary chocolatier that earned him his world-famous brand. This is a visually stunning film with a backstory that helps us understand Wonka's eccentricities and the birth of the famous factory that Charlie would eventually win a golden ticket to.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer. This is Wonka.
Many people have come here to sell chocolate. They've all been crushed by the chocolate cartel. You can't get a shop without selling chocolate, and you can't sell chocolate without a shop.
No daydreaming.
What are we gonna do, Willy? A double huh?
Do you have a pencil and paper?
Uh-huh.
I got an idea.
I was not sure about this one because, don't judge me, but Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is in the original, as in the 1971 film with Gene Wilder, is one of my fave movies. I have watched that movie a lot more than I've watched other movies, and I like it, even though they do burst into song. There's just something about the magic of it. I kind of adore that movie. So I wasn't sure about this one. And then the more I looked into it, it's kind of pulling me around.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to judge there. It's a good film. It's a really, really good film. And I know what you mean. And sometimes with films like this, when they do prequels or sequels, you're like, oh my gosh, it's going to ruin the love that I had for that movie. However, this one is full of big stars. And when a movie has, you know, so many Hollywood stars, I can usually convince myself to watch anything if it stars just one actor that I'm a fan of. So for Wonka, that's Olivia Colman. That's my personal pull to the movie. I will go and see this one for her. But there are others. We've got Keenan-Michael Kay. Matt Lucas is in this one. Sally Hawkins, she's a great actress. Rowan Atkinson and Hugh Grant all grace us with their presence in this film. So I have no doubt that some people might just go and see this one to witness Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa.
It is quite good watching him all oranged up. Speaking of being all oranged up, though, there is some controversy.
Oh, there always is with big movies like this, and this one is about Hugh Grant being an Oompa Loompa. So firstly, the original Oompa Loompas that Roald Dahl wrote about were actually changed from African pygmies that were taken as slaves to small people with orange hair who went freely with Wonka.
Eh?
So then in the, yeah, so it's not this nice wholesome start that you might imagine.
What?
Yeah.
But it's my favorite movie.
Yeah, well, there we go. In the original book, that was how it was. But then in 1971, in the movie, they were changed to green-haired, orange-skin Loompas from a magical place. That love their job. And they're all... They're also paid in coca beans instead of cash, but there you go. In the 2005 movie with Johnny Depp, one actor played all 165 Loompas. Now in 2023, a fully grown man is playing the version of a little person, which some say should have been a role reserved for a person who fit the physical characteristics of an Oompa Loompa instead of Hugh Grant. But we're just going to have to see it to see if he plays a good job, if he does a good job.
Oh my, I did not know that the original... was so dark, in actual fact. I'm glad that they updated that because, you know, fun movie isn't fun anymore when there are slaves involved. That's exactly. Awful. Well, that's Wonka, and I'm glad that they've done a little update on that to make it as fun as I know it or believed it to be. That's at the cinema, and it's out this week, so it's going to be a great one. Very, very magical for all the family now that they've adapted it. Let's also take a little look at our small screen. Fast X. This has got to be one of the Fast and Furious movies.
Absolutely. This is the 10th installment to the Fast and Furious franchise. So this is on Sky Show and it comes out at the end of this week. In Fast X, Dom and the crew are back for another wild ride of illegal street racing. This time they're on a global mission to snatch up some game-changing technology. But of course, things never go smoothly for these drivers. Loyalties are put to the test, unexpected friends pop up, and enemies lurk around every corner. The crew's driving skills are pushed to the limit in a race against the clock. Fast X isn't just about fast cars. It's got family ties and secrets thrown in the mix too.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
You built such a beautiful life, filled with love and family. I never got a chance. You stole that from me. My future. My family. And now, I'm gonna break yours. Peace. By peace.
What a cast, though, in this.
Yeah, it's kind of stacked to the brim with big names. We've got Vin Diesel. He's playing that main role there. We got John Cena. We got Jason Momoa, Alan Ritchson. Brie Larson is in this one as well. Charlize Theron and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So full of big names.
Amazing. That movie out on Sky Show this week. Check that one out. And if you head out to the cinema, go catch Wonka for a little magic in your life. That's out this week too. Susie, thanks so much for telling us what we can watch on both the big screen and the little screen this week for Big Screen, Little Screen.
You are welcome, Kat, and I hope you enjoy Wonka when you go see it.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.